Can I tell you something that happened to me yesterday when I went to a game of football? And I want to speak to Ando about that later and apologise on behalf of the Hawthorn Football Club for the booing of Gary Ablett Jr., which is just mindless, and I have no idea what it relates to.
Yeah, I asked you earlier, was there an incident at some stage of the game that where he got an easy free kick or where he punched somebody? Or
nothing. And it's embarrassing to the Hawthorn Footy Club, and I'm trying to think of who would be the best person to come. I think it requires Jeff Kennett to come out and order Hawthorn supporters to stop doing it.
And fortunately, we have to talk about what happened with Gary Ablett. My memory of that is when Gary played the corresponding game last year at the MCG, the booing started that day. And I don't reckon it started straight away. I think it started after he was given a free kick.
Yeah, it was. It was related to a free kick he got in that game.
But yeah, Hawthorn supporters thought he'd stage for the free kick. I reckon he kicked a goal from it, and the booing continued for the rest of that game.
But that should be it.
Roscoe, of course it should be.
It's embarrassing to the Hawthorn Football Club, that booing that went on yesterday. And I said that earlier, and we've had some people get in touch saying, no, it was related to the Israel Folau stuff.
Yeah, but you know,
it's just
not
true.
Yeah, we both know that.
It's not true.
But you can use
and it's
that.
It's got to stop. I wonder whether Jeff Kennett has got to come out.
I'd love to see. I'm sure Alistair Clarkson doesn't like it either. He wouldn't mind it. I'm trying to think of a compatible. Sean Burgoyne. He was booed.
I was sitting there yesterday. I was at the game trying to work out what on earth is that related to?
You feel uncomfortable, don't you?
Yeah,
you feel worse than that. In a season that is just a cracker of a season, you just said the Burns are that Melbourne are going to lose again because they're playing Richmond. Hey, there's no guarantees of anything.